They say, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Deborah Fallis, D-E-B-O-R-A-H-F-A-L-L-I-S, date of birth 08-17-1960, date of appointment July 24, 2023, requesting physician Anthony Santali, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-S-A-N-T-I-L-L-I, dear Dr. Santali, I have the pleasure of seeing Deborah Fallis today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 62-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who is failing pulmonary function test. She has a trouble walking and became short of breath. Her voice became raspy. Her hands ache, no numbness, no weakness, no pain. Feet aches also. She has a stiffening and cramping and Charlie horses of the legs. She used to ride bike when she was in Florida without shortness of breath. But when she came here, she became short of breath. Once in a while, she has a little bit swallowing problem. She has a more problem in breathing and losing voice. Past medical history. Hodgkin lymphoma. Heart problem, back injury, viral meningitis several times. Foot injury, diabetes. Hypertension, asthma, thyroid problem, past surgical history, stent and back surgery and foot surgery, allergy to biaxin and aspirin medication, euthyrox, rizovastatin 40 mg, metoprolol, esomeprazole, Montelukast, metformin, baby aspirin 81 mg, isosorbide, prasugrel, multivitamin, vitamin B12, flaxseed, vitamin D. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is married, live with a husband, have one daughter. Family is three, mother deceased, MI, father deceased, MI, two sister, one with heart problem and colon, other with colon cancer, both deceased, four brother, one has a cancer and heart problem, two other brother, bypass surgery. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having a shortness of breath, headache, lightheadedness, physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflex is 204, plantar responses are a flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait mildly ataxic. She's having difficulty in walking a straight line. Assessment and plan, 62-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, rule out myasthenia gravis. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, rule out myopathy. Number four, gait ataxia. Number five, carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the blood test, including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, citrate, ENA, rheumatoid factor, CPK, aldolase, and acetylcholine receptor antibodies. I also want to order EMG of the upper extremities and also repetitive nerve stimulation. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.